Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello out there. It's been a while, it's a new time. I don't know that I have any out there. I think I have people who listen to me on archive, which is cool, but I don't really have an out there. So, but if I do, welcome, welcome, because it is Thursday at 8 a.m. and I'm driving to work. I've never called from there. I've called from my bike. I've called from the car before, but I don't think I've ever called while driving to work. And it's been weeks and weeks and weeks since we've spoken. I had a scheduled a while, and I keep missing it because of things that come up because how I do anything is how I do everything, and I book my time solid. Next thing I know, I look up at my 10 o'clock time slot on Sunday morning is coming fast. How often do we do that? We look up and realize what we thought we wanted to get done has now passed. I think we do it a lot because we lose mindfulness, which is not necessarily, you know, it doesn't come with a good or bad judgment. It just is. I mean, as long as you were not doing nothing, if you're doing nothing and then inertia had set in, either you needed the rest or you were stuck. And it's possible you were stuck. Sometimes I get like that. I think we all do, but I know I do. Get stuck, you know, just kind of, you know, like when a roller coaster gets to the top of that first hill, and then there's that brief half second, that moment when you can't cantilever between the way up and the way down. Gravity has stopped for an instant. Like it's the space in between the up and the down. The space in between the inhale and the exhale. Or the space between the exhale and the next breath. And then movement occurs. Momentum of life, of breath, of plunge into the next moment. That's sometimes what happens is we get stuck there. It's like as if you could imagine just getting stuck right there at the top of that roller coaster or at that breath. Sometimes I find myself like that. I'm in between activities and I sit down trying to figure out what the next activity is supposed to be. Not supposed to be. What's the next activity on my list of either wish list or to-do list or wouldn't be a good idea if I get to list. I'm not saying that I have a great answer as to how we get out of that inertia. Hold on. Oh, my God, I have to sneeze. Okay, I'm not going to sneeze. I think if I was in a professional studio, I'd have one of those buttons so that as I was going to sneeze, I could hit it and it would silence and go right back. You wouldn't even know that I sneezed. But I don't. I don't have one of those buttons. So I do know this. I've been reading a lot. I've been listening a lot to books on Audible. I joked a couple weeks ago because I realized I called the books on tape. I don't even know what that means anymore because I don't use a tape of any kind. I use my phone. My phone has a digital application. And I hit the button and then a picture shows up and I hit the picture and then I hit the little arrow. It's not a book. I'm not sure what you call it. A book has vapor, right? Is a book not? It's not an e-book. So I get an e-book, electronic book. It's an audible book. It's like we're reversing in history. We're going from having the newest technology being that we created the language and then printed it to the people who can read that printed part of book to now listening to that somebody else's words brought into a not just a, yeah, literally an audio setting. So it helps me pass the time. So I've been reading about happiness, and you all know how much I love happiness, because the other option is just not happiness. I know it sounds weird, right? The other option is to let the other negative side of things become the, what's the word I'm looking for? The, I don't want to say victor, because I don't think they fight. I think it's like that teetering at any given moment, there we are. Now, once you lean forward in that roller coaster, you're going to plunge. And if you plunge towards happiness and wrap yourself in positive thought and good feelings, that's what's going to happen more. More of the same. Many studies have shown, that the productive, positive, academic, employment, and personal value of choosing happy. And those same studies will show equally the negative consequence of choosing unhappy. I got up. I was going to do my yoga this morning. I got up too late for my yoga, so I decided to jump on my bike and take a, I guess it's about 11 and a half, 12-mile ride. And I'm heading into Queens on this gorgeous summer day. And I just am left very, very... I'm left in thought. I'm left in deep thought over what the universe has in store for me with this job. Nothing, if we accept the fact that nothing's happening by mistake or by accident, which is different. Things that are just are. However, things don't just happen. Or there could be a lesson, and there's almost always a learning in any situation we're in, because we walk away from a situation feeling a sense of somebody else in power, some other level of ourselves being given away. But it makes me feel supposed to, any of that should. That language means something else is affecting us. It's somebody else's power. We're not taking control. So, what is it the universe wants me to learn? How is it that I can grow in this situation, in this moment, knowing my days are wonderfully long? I start somewhere between 5 and 6, and I either do yoga or I ride my bike. Then I head in. I have to tell you, I do recognize that it's summer and it's vacation season. Not vacation I'm taking, of course, but it's vacation season because the roads, that's me not wanting to invite anything other than exactly clear the clear roadways that I have today. the roads are clearer and lighter in traffic. And as you all know, if you've listened to me in the past, this is a season that I absolutely live for. I wrap myself around, I long await while appreciating now the cold for its stark, brutal coldness. I love the summer, and I'm spending every day indoors from 9 a.m., well, from the time I get in my car, 7 to 8, till 6 or 6:30 or later, every day, Monday through Friday. And I think to myself, self, what is it the universe wants me to learn? Because the universe knows how much I love this. And then I get home and I head to the office for why wait, and people are killing it. They're doing fantastic at weight loss and weight transformation and choosing healthy and choosing happy. People are finding happiness. Not because being skinnier makes them better than before, because they are saying things like, they have it, because what we do is we let life get in the way. We put on the blinders. We allow the food to just somehow automatically go from hand to mouth. We let our choices fall by the wayside, so healthy choices are not really part of the option anymore. I'm not sure why we do that. Well, I am sure why, because we, like, don't take a step back. We don't think about that air mask falling down from the plane ceiling. Like they say all the time, put that mask on yourself before you put it on anybody else. Because without the oxygen, you can't save anyone else. So the same thing happens with our eating. You're not putting the mask on yourself if you're not taking care of yourself. If you don't have the time, if you have to take care of the kids, or you have too many meetings, or work is too busy. I had a gentleman in the office who gained like 25 pounds, whatever. And for all the reasons, health, how he feels, this and that, he had a visceral fat rating of 17. For those of you who don't know, visceral fat is the fat that choked me out our inside. And he couldn't choose healthy. And I'm sure it's because he couldn't put himself first. So all I said was, please do something about that visceral fat. I want to make a lot of money, trust me. However, I want to help people choose happy. And that's it. I have about 30 seconds left. So in that 30 seconds, I want to say, hey, if you know anyone who's wrestling with happy or can't find purpose, please have them give me a call, Elliot@sustain-potential.com. Or if you know somebody who wants to lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, but wants to choose happy and transform their lives, it's whyweightonline.com. That's W-E-I-G-H-T. Whyweightonline.com. Nothing but love, and a shout out to Lucy for setting up my schedule. Bye-bye.